Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's gone 32 minutes past the hour of 7 this evening. Alhamdulillah, this is the Senha program. In this program, we look at, according to Senha, they will tell us, according to them, which products they deem as suitable and which products we should try and stay away from. Our guest on this program is Mulana Bilal. Mulana Bilal is one of the members of Senha. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Marana, and to your listeners. We hope that you are well.
Jee, alhamdulillah, and we hope the same for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Jee, Marana, anything new at Senha, any new developments you can tell us?
Alhamdulillah, you know, the week has gone on. Just one major incident is that we've certified one of the abattoirs in the northern, decertified one of the major abattoirs in the northern Cape. It's an abattoir that's called ALB Abattoir, and because of the breach of contract, this establishment had distributed and sold non-halal product, which they sold via a third party, and due to that, we've taken away our certification.
Okay, Mara, jazakallah for that. If Mara can just say the name of the abattoir again?
ALB Abattoir.
Okay, so they are no longer SENA certified?
Okay. They also go under the name of Karu Kharib.
Okay, all right. JazakAllah for that. We do remind the listeners you can call in directly into the program 011-854-1548. You can send messages through 48855. I believe we already have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah, right. Well, I just need to check something. I came across another company besides Senha approvals. Then the company name is Shukr Halal from Cape Town. Is it something there, something like that available or something like that is valid?
Shura Halal.
Shura Halal, yeah.
Okay. We don't have much information on them. The first time, I think last week I also mentioned, the first time that we really heard of them was when the Burger King franchise came to South Africa. But beyond that, we don't have any history. We don't know who represents the organization, and we cannot give
you... Yeah, but I checked the certificate. I see there is no stamp, nothing. So I was just doubting myself. I said, well, is it something that, genuine, or must a Muslim woman know about or something like that?
See, again, we don't know who the representatives of this organization are, how long they've been in the halal certification field. Basically, no information at all. And we know, you know, in Islam, before a person takes information from anyone, you need to know their bona fides. You know, you need to know who the people are.
Yeah. All right, JazakAllah.
JazakAllah for the call. So you can stay away from that institution as well. As Maulana said, there's no clarification on that institution. Who are they and who are the people that are signing those halal certificates? It's something that needs to be verified. Inshallah, maybe somebody can take up that duty, that responsibility, find out who those people are and what are they up to. Maulana, I see further questions coming through. There's a question here coming through with regards to chocolates. Are the dairy milk coated, okay, it's not actually chocolates, are the dairy milk coated Oreos halal?
Yes, those Oreo biscuits, alhamdulillah, in the week, in fact, in the middle of last week, the evaluation was completed. So these are the biscuits which are coated in chocolate, and they are manufactured in Egypt. They are halal suitable. However, the Cadbury Oreo chocolate, that is still under evaluation.
The Cadbury Oreo chocolate, but this dairy milk coated Oreos that you say is okay?
Halal suitable, sir.
See, you sound very happy, Mona.
Alhamdulillah, it took us a long time to get that information.
Alhamdulillah. Marana, what about Polar Ice Cream?
Polar Ice Cream is also at the moment under evaluation. They have submitted an application for certification, but it's still in the process.
Marana, another query with regards, you know, this is an ongoing query with regards to Mondelez. The query says that the person says that they want to know more about Mondelez because Senha says that you can only eat Mondelez products that are, is it only products that are made in South Africa or for South Africa?
Okay, so the products which are manufactured locally, those are halal suitable, and then there are some of the imports which are also halal suitable, like the flake product, which is made in Ireland and Egypt, and the Oreo biscuits, those are also imports that are now suitable with the exception of the strawberry variant. So basically the products are checked on a case-by-case basis. You know, we don't give a blanket overall ruling for all of the products.
Okay, Marat, but just to clarify that, the Mondelez products made in South Africa, there is there a blanket decision?
Yes, in that case, the products are halal suitable.
The ones made in South Africa, the ones made foreign, then you got to check on a case-by-case, am I right?
Yes, and the packaging of the product will tell you exactly where it is made.
Okay, Marat, just asking, well, what about products made in Poland, example?
Okay, so with the products that are made in Poland, or the Polish products, we haven't been able to get any information to date.
Hmm.
You know, just in my experience, I always thought that these multinational corporations are actually one entity. But sitting down with representatives from companies like Nestle and some of the other bigger companies, it's almost as if, there's different heads to these companies. You know, it doesn't mean the companies in South Africa that necessarily they can give you information on products in another part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to some extent, they do operate independently also from one another.
Okay, Jazakallah Malana for that clarification. Further questions, Assalamu Alaikum, is Taurus Gums, it's spelled T-O-R-U-S Gums, made in Turkey, is it halal?
Okay, we would advise caution on those products because we cannot pinpoint or say exactly where the gelatin in those products is derived from.
Okay, caution on those programs, those products are rather coming from Turkey. Another question, Assalamu Alaikum, is Ola Feast Snack Bar halal?
This product we can't give you any guarantee on. It's not made in a halal certified factory. And also, we did request a disclosure from the company in South Africa, but they've told us, you know, they can't give us any full disclosure. They can't give any guarantees about exactly where the ingredients are derived from. So it, at this stage, it's better to abstain from them.
Malaya, I'm just asking, is this product not made by Ola?
It is made by Ola, but not in South Africa.
Okay, so Ola products, it's only South African products that are okay?
Yes, only the products that bear the Sena Halal logo. There are some imports that we've actually certified as well, but please look for the Sena Halal logo on any Ola product.
Okay. Malaya, I suppose this one is probably more for the kids. Kinder Joy Surprise Eggs, are those halal?
Indeed, they are halal suitable.
Okay, question coming through asking about marshmallows. What marshmallows can I consume?
There is the Kaylee's brand and the Candyland brand, which is distributed by Marhaba Trading.
It's just those two, Mona?
Indeed. Unfortunately, because marshmallows are manufactured using gelatin and it's so difficult or rare to find halal gelatin that there isn't many companies that are certified to manufacture marshmallows. In fact, this is an opportunity for an enterprising Muslim businessman.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is INJ light and crispy hake portions assorted halal?
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, I'm just trying to open this next one. Marana, what about BKLDM tablets?
BKLDM tablets are also halal suitable. They're manufactured by Inova Pharmaceuticals. You can use that product.
Okay, another question coming through with regards to Pick and Pay, the hot chocolate made by Pick and Pay. They have a picture here of the product. I think it's a drink.
Okay, I'm not sure about the product, but inshallah, if the consumer can please forward the details to our consumer helpline, and then we can investigate further on their behalf.
Okay. Malana, further questions coming through. Is Goldie Chicken Senha approved?
Yes, Goldie Chicken are halal.
M&M's?
M&M's, if they are manufactured in Poland or in Malaysia, then they are halal suitable.
Okay, Malana, another question with regards to Rainbow Bologna products.
These products, they do contain Brazilian imported poultry in the form of mechanically deboned meat, which is used as a filler in the bologna products, and therefore we haven't given our approval. With regards to meat which emanates or comes from Brazil, we have found a lot of, things that are lacking in the control of halal in that country, and we are not in a position to give any assurance.
Well, now the question reads, Assalamu alaikum, is Kellogg's Cocoa Pops halal?
Kellogg's, regrettably, we do not comment on their products.
Okay. Another question coming through. Apparently, Lichtenberg Roman's Pizza has a halal menu in their store. Does Sinha know about this?
It's not a halal certified store. It's not registered with us. If they are using a halal logo, then indefinitely we will need to investigate this. If the consumer could please forward the relevant details regarding the ownership of the store, the contact details for the store, and a picture of that menu as evidence so that we can address it further.
Okay, Mulan, another question is, can Sinha please advise if Lerpak butter is halal?
Yes, this butter is halal, Sutra.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Which yogurt made by Clover is suitable?
So in the Clover range, you've got the Bliss yogurts, the fruits of the forest. You've got the classic range, and then you've got the snack packs as well. All of these are halal suitable.
JazakAllah for that. I see there's a message that has come through now. It's quite a bit of a long message, but basically what the message is asking is that the message is saying, JazakAllah to Sinha for the sterling work that they do. I would like to know, does Sinha approve of restaurants owned by non-Muslims?
Where there is a need, and this need is identified in consultation with the Muslim community in a certain area, then Sinha would enter into an agreement for certification with the non-Muslim ownership. But here the conditions are much more stringent. There would have to be Muslim supervision on-site all the time. In fact, this would necessitate that there would be at least two Muslim employees at such a company. So, yes, with very stringent criteria and conditions, we do issue sometimes certification to non-Muslim owned outlets.
Okay, Maulana, there's a picture here of this marshmallows made by Manhattan.
That product does contain bovine gelatin,
okay.
And it is not approved by Sinha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. JazakAllah for the informative program. Is this medicine halal, Maulana? They have a picture here of this medicine. It's written here, Revite Combo Omega 3, Omega 6, Veggie Soft Gels.
Yes, the product is halal suitable. As you mentioned, it is the veggie cap. And the consumer who's purchasing the product, just make sure that it is the vegetable capsule that you are buying and not the bovine gelatin variant.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Can any coffee beans be consumed? If not, can Maulana please name a few that is halal?
Alhamdulillah, we have not come across coffee beans being haram. They are all halal suitable.
Okay. JazakAllah for that. Assalamu alaikum. Is Twix Minis made in Poland halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay. Just waiting for other questions to open here. The question is, Assalamu alaikum, is Champion original flavored toffees halal?
Jay, definitely. That was also one of our favorites when we were small. Alhamdulillah, the product is halal suitable.
Jay, when you said definitely, I knew that there was something there. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. Okay, this question is not very clear. The question just reads, Maulana, are they attached? Okay, they're sending the picture through now. Well, I'm just waiting for this picture to open. Okay, Mentos. There's different flavors here. There's a picture of a strawberry. There's a picture of berry mix. It's all in packets, 50 pieces.
Mentos, there are some flavors that are not halal. They do contain an insect-derived color. It's a red color called carmine or cochineal. It's taken from beetles or crushed beetles. Those flavors that do contain this ingredient are the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the rainbow, the sour mix, the grape and the cinnamon. But besides these flavors, the other flavors are halal suitable.
Okay. Well, no further questions with regards to capsules. I see, is Flustat capsules halal?
The capsule shell is manufactured from bovine gelatin. We would advise the consumer to please check with the pharmacist for an alternative.
Okay. Is this medicine halal? I'm just waiting for the picture to open here. Nutri Essentials ASU 300, one a day.
Okay, I haven't come across this product. If the consumer could please forward the details to our offices, and then we'll do an investigation for them.
Okay, so the person that sent the message about the Nutricentials ASU300 one a day helps to support joint mobility. You can contact Senha, and Senha will inshallah clarify that. There's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, apa? Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I want to ask a question. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking.
Can I talk to you, boy?
Ji, Maulana Bilal from Sinha is listening. You can go ahead.
I want to find out if the Wilson's mint imperial, are they halal, Maulana?
Wilson's mint imperial do contain bovine gelatin. You should stay away from them.
Ji?
Wilson's mint imperials, they do contain gelatin.
They do contain gelatin?
Ji.
Oh, Allah Haraki asked. Okay. I must tell children not to eat it, all right.
Ji.
100% better. Okay. Jazakallah so much, Maulana.
Okay, I'll buy for them different sweets.
Sorry?
Buy for them some other sweets.
Ji, something else, inshallah.
Ji, inshallah.
I'm not sure our phone again.
The beacon went to
Jazakallah so much, Maulana. Salaam alaikum.
Okay, Jazakallah. Ji, Maulana, you were saying there in the background something else that APA can buy for the children, some other sweets?
Ji, the beacon mint imperials are halal sutu.
Oh, okay, Jazakallah for that. Maulana, further questions, is the O-R-A-T-A-N-E, Oratane medicine? Okay, before we go to that, I think there's another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, APA, you can go ahead.
Okay, I just have a few questions. I just need to know whether the 5-star Cadbury chocolate is halal. Then the Biogen omega-3 oils. And then there's a Cadbury's cake that's a big up from Turkey. If that one is halal. And what instant noodles in a cup is there that we can consume?
Okay. We'll start from the last query. Instant noodles in a cup, I don't think we've certified any of the brands. It's just the 2-minute instant noodles in the packets that we've certified, like the Maggi. Then Cadbury 5-star, this product we haven't been able to get any information on it, unfortunately. There was two other queries.
There's a Biogen omega-3 capsules.
Biogen capsules, they do use bovine gelatin. Please stay away from that.
Okay. And then there's a Cadbury's cake. It's from Turkey. It's a big up cake.
Yeah, that as well, we don't have any information on.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, another question coming through. This, okay, there's another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, they dropped the line. You can phone back 011-854-1548. Brother Salim is waiting for those calls to come through. Is the Oratane medicine halal?
Oratane, they do use gelatin in this medication as well. You know, because it is sometimes a prescribed necessary medication, we would advise you to please seek the counsel or the advice of your doctor and then make a decision from there. You know, speak to a mufti and ask whether you can take the medication or not in your circumstances.
Okay. Well, now what about endearments?
Endearments also contains bovine gelatin, should be avoided.
Melrose wedges cheese assorted, is that halal?
That is halal suitable, yes.
Laughing cow soft cheese dippers.
Also halal suitable.
Okay. I want to know the halal status of Pizza International departures at Terminal Gate. The person says, okay, let's just wait for this. There's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana?
Appa, can you please turn your...
In Enadeo.
Ji, Appa, can you just turn your radio down a little? The volume is too high.
Okay. That Maulana, can you hear me now?
Gee, we can hear you.
Okay, the KFC in Annadale.
KFC
are they
in
halal?
Gee, Maulana?
Okay, it's not certified by Senna. We can't give you any guarantee for their store.
Okay.
Okay,
shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, you can go ahead.
Is crunchy milk in Poland halal?
You don't know the chocolate?
Yes, the chocolate, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get full disclosure. So at this time, we can't give you any guarantee.
All right. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that call. Manana, as I was reading the message previously, I want to know the halal status of Pisa Pizza International departures at Terminal Gate. I think they're talking of Oritambo International Airport here. The person says, I saw alcohol there.
Okay. This restaurant is certified by Senha.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all three of the Pisa Pizza restaurants at the airport are certified by Senha. With regards to seeing alcohol there, it might have been one of the patrons or one of the persons who are catching a flight who brought alcohol onto the premises. But definitely we will investigate it and we will address it further.
Jazakallah for that. Molana, the query that we asked previously with regards to the Mentos, and Molana gave the flavors that are not halal, right? And Molana said, I think one of them that Molana said that is not halal is strawberry yogurt. Now the person says in the picture that they have sent, it's just plain strawberry. So is the plain strawberry fine?
Yes, that is unalterable.
So the plain strawberry is fine, you just got to stay away from the strawberry yogurt and the others that Molana said as well, I think.
That's correct.
Okay.
The six flavors I mentioned.
Molana, there's another question with regards to the Twix Minis. Firstly, the person sent the question made in Poland. Now they changed. They said, is Twix Minis made in Deutschland halal?
Yes, they also halal, so too.
That is also halal. Okay. The new Cadbury Heroes.
Unfortunately, no information yet.
Okay, it's still new.
Ji.
Is Labello also heavenly and Soft Lips lip balm halal?
Labello as well as Soft Lips are halal suitable. I didn't get the name of the other brand.
Okay, let me just go back to it. Also heavenly.
Yes, that's also halal suitable.
Soft Lips?
Also halal suitable and Labello.
Okay, all three.
Yes.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Please may you repeat the answer with regards to which avatar is no longer certified.
Okay, it's an abattoir in the Northern Cape. It's called ALB Abattoir, or they were trading as Karoo Gerip before. So previously known as Karoo Gerip, and now they are known as ALB Abattoir.
Okay, well, I see this is normally a regular question, and I was actually waiting for it. What about the cheeses? Which cheese can you eat?
Okay, there are many brands that are certified by Senha. In fact, I think most of the major commercial, large commercial cheese producers in South Africa are certified halal by Senha. Out of those, the most popular you'd find in any supermarket is the Parmalat products, which are halal suitable, Bonita as well, Lancewood, if it has the Senha halal logo on the product. We only give an assurance for those which have our logo. Then there is the global products, which are halal suitable, except the imported products and the locally produced pouches.
Okay. Further questions. Assalamu alaikum. Is all rainbow chicken processed products imported? Can we have rainbow chicken processed?
The processed products are manufactured locally. However, they do use raw material, which is imported. So, therefore, because the raw material or the mechanically deboned meat comes from Brazil, we don't give any assurance for their polonies, their viennas, their value-added products, and so forth.
Another question coming through is Turkish sweets halal? Then they ask sweets made in Turkey, and then they put a picture of it here. It's mini tayas.
Okay.
It's a strawberry flavor I can see here.
Yeah. With regards to Turkish confectionery items, there is a halal body in Turkey called Kimnez, a very reputable body. But unfortunately, products certified by them have not really penetrated into the South African market yet.
Mm.
So all the sweets and the gums and the confectionery items that we're seeing in the market, these products generally contain gelatin, they contain emulsifiers, colorants, and flavorants, which all need to be evaluated for halal compliance. But unfortunately, not being certified by a credible, reliable halal body, we can't give any assurance. And in fact, I have contacted the Turkish halal body, and they told me the same thing, you know, that these products are highly doubtful. It's best just to abstain from them.
Okay, so we do advise caution on those products.
Yes.
Lutosa French fries.
This product also is not certified by a reliable halal body in the European region, and we would also advise caution.
The question reads, Assalamu alaikum, can we use two, mendicone? Mendicone.
Okay, I'm not sure which brand they're referring to. If they can please forward us the details, then we'll have a look at it for them.
Okay. So, Jazakallah, I think that is a wrap of the question that has come through. 2 or 3 minutes left before the news. We thank you in abundance for your time.
Jazakallah khairan again for giving us the opportunity and for hosting us. May Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts as well as ours. And coming to the end of this year, you know, November, there is going to be the year-end functions. And the year there is a big danger of, you know, there's great pitfalls with regards to halal generally, what we're talking about, halal action,
whether
the person should participate or not, and then also in terms of the food. You know, so we advise consumers to please be cautious, be wary, and if you are going to be attending such a function, then ensure that the food that is served there is halal. Also, consumers can contact us with any queries, criticism, suggestions on our halal helpline number 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@sena.org.za, and find us on the social media accounts. That would be Sena_halal on Twitter, on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, as well as on Instagram.
Jazakallah for that, man. I think it's a very important point that you brought out there at the end, that we've got to be cautious at this time of the year as well. People going out on holidays, you know, we certainly look to go to certain places, and when we're out on holidays, sometimes we don't realize that the places that we're going to, there might be restaurants there that are not places that we maybe should be abstaining from. So it's very important that we should make sure that we find out about these places before we can consume anything from there.
No, most definitely. And, you know, we encourage consumers to please contact us if you need any information about halal caterers, you know, in the place where you are going, if you would like advice about how to, you know, sanitize the place where you're going to be staying, if you'd like advice about the hotel you're staying, going to be staying at, how they should prepare your meal and so forth, you're more than welcome to contact us.
JazakAllah for that, Mona. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and the entire team in abundance.
Ameen. JazakAllah khairan.
JazakAllah to the listeners for all those queries that have come through. Alhamdulillah, we are all learning through the queries that come through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the divine inspiration that we eat that which is halal and tayyibah. JazakAllah for listening. With that, we conclude this week's program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.